This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Today is a big day if you're into blowing up pigs and collapsing complex structures with bird slingshots. 6 years after making a mobile game blockbuster of epic proportions, the Finnish gaming company Rovio is releasing Angry Birds 2. The company has built Angry Birds theme parks. It's working on a movie for 2016. But the gaming market it entered in 2009 has changed. New York Times technology columnist Farhad Manju joins me to talk more about this. Hi, Farhad. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to be here.
All right, Angry Birds. I want to make some of the sounds right now. It's like,
That's pretty good.
So this has apparently been downloaded now 2.5 billion times. How has this become such a successful title?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was one of the first mobile games to go big and to have this kind of huge cultural influence. You know, they got the game mechanics right. It was addictive and it was fun and it hooked you. And so then, you know, you kept playing because like every free moment was an opportunity to play.
I feel like when the game first came out and became really popular, it was like the only game I saw people playing on the subway, right? And now it's like you've got Candy Crush, you've got
Clash of Clans.
Yeah, Clash of Clans. You're running down the train track, whatever game that is, and jumping on, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot more crowded in the game space, but it's just also more crowded in apps. There's just many, many more apps. There's more stuff to do on your phone that you can goof off with. Now, I wouldn't discount, like, they have this huge kind of marketing advantage. It's Angry Birds. Like, everyone who played the first Angry Birds, or a lot of those people, if you loved it, you're probably going to come back to this new one if you hear about it.
Does it have to be different?
I suspect that they probably don't want to make it too different because it has to be Angry Birds. The nature of the product, they're entertainment products, and they're unpredictable. It's in the same way that movie studios just don't quite know like whether their next movie is going to be a hit or not. It's so rare for a cultural company to kind of keep making hit products, and that's the problem these game makers face.
Farhad Manju is the New York Times technology columnist. Farhad, thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks a lot.